joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real. My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Oh, that I could explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real.
When I received salvation, I felt such jubilation, for Jesus washed all my sins away. Down here I tell my story, Him all the glory. With all my heart and soul, I now can say,
My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Oh, that I could explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real. Now Jesus is my Savior, He gives me love and favor. He's my Redeemer, Master, Lord, and King. He gives me strength and power to face the midnight hour. He is my sword, my shield, my everything. My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Oh, that I could explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real. My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Oh, that I could explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real. Rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real.
Check, check. All right, there we go. Luke chapter 12. All right, great. We're back in business. Luke 12. Are we out of business again? You want to go to the... I can stick with this. That's fine if we need to. Set? I got the green. All right, we'll go to the pulpit mic. It's fine then. All right. There we go, off without a hitch. All right, Luke 12, not your guys' fault, but maybe, we'll see. Chapter 12, when you find that, if you would stand to your feet, we're going to read two verses tonight. Tonight's going to be a bit of a different type of a service. It's going to be a bit of a challenge and then kind of a ministry workshop time and a lot of time and prayer and efforts put into this evening. And looking forward to this year, I'm excited about what the Lord has for us to do in 2025. There is much to be done, and we'll look at this text tonight that the Lord gave me about a month ago, maybe, as I was just thinking and praying about it. And in verse number 42, Luke chapter 12, and in verse number 42, and we're just going to get a thought from this and not really dig into the passage a whole bunch, but in Luke 12, 42, it says, "And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season?" And this verse is our text verse tonight, verse 43. "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." When his servant shall find so doing. And so this verse is found in two places in Matthew, also in Luke, but Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. When the Lord returns, we want to be working for the Master. We want to be working. We want to be busy for the Master, doing much for the Lord. And the Lord is coming soon, I believe. Whether the Lord takes us home or the Lord returns, it's coming soon, I believe. But let's be busy about the work of the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll begin tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this evening. Please bless and use this message tonight, this challenge, Lord, and looking around the room, so many faithful laborers serving every week or events and giving and helping, praying in so many areas, Lord. We are so blessed. And so thank you, Lord, for that. Pray that you would help us tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. And again, the thought tonight is, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. I remember as a child, as my parents would leave my sister and I for a period of time and for an evening or whatever, and we always obeyed when my parents left, always listened, great, perfect. And as most parents would, you leave your kids and you give instructions and threaten them and all that as well. See, today you got cameras and all that. Back then, there wasn't any of that. But they'd leave and give us instruction and say, when we come back, right? When we come back, your homework needs to be done. The chores need to be done. No fighting. I'm like, yes, Mom. Yes, Dad. You know, we're going to do that. And they leave. And what do? They leave. And you're like, party time. You know, goof off. And you're doing whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, they're going to be here in like 5 minutes. And so what do, kids? You run around getting everything done and pray you can make it look like you've been busy until they get back. And all the kids are smiling because I wasn't the first or the last one to do that. And it's a picture of this passage here with the master that leaves his servant. And when he leaves him, he gives him instructions with the property, the possessions, the things that he's given to him. And so when I return, I want you to be busy. There's the passage with the parable of the servants with the talents. And they would take the talents, and the first two, they double those talents, and the last one, he dug a hole, did nothing with it. And the first two, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. And the last one, it says, thou wicked, unprofitable servant. And I believe that God is watching our church, and he's looking for faithful servants, or he's looking to see if there's unprofitable servants. I was looking around just even as we were singing and looking around here. And as I look for each person, I'm thinking Sunday school class, choir, nursery, family fun day, praying, faithful in their spot. And we are blessed with a whole bunch of people that are busy almost every single week. I was counting it up and not trying to pad the numbers, but as I was counting it throughout the week of people working on bus routes, Sunday school classes, serving in so many different ways, I estimate if you count each number of service, each position that needs to be filled, about 200 ministry spots that are needed every single week at Shasta Baptist Church. That's incredible. If you think about that, that means a lot of you are busy doing multiple positions every single week, busy doing the work of the Lord. And guess what? That's how it should be. Many churches, there's a few people that do a lot of the work. And in some cases, that is true. And there are some people that have about 10 different ministry jobs that they do every week. But there's a lot of people that are doing something every week for the Lord. And that's the great thing about the ministry and the great thing of Shasta Baptist Church, that there is something for everyone to do for the Lord. There is so much to do for the Lord. Everyone can find something to do in the work of the Lord. When the master leaves, there's a few things the servant should be doing. And one is he should be waiting. He should be waiting, and not waiting, doing nothing, but waiting, looking, anticipating when the master will return. Many times the master will return and not tell him when he's coming back. And that's an example for us. We don't know when the Lord is returning, but we know he's coming soon. That trump will sound, and when Jesus Christ returns, don't you want to be busy for the Lord? How sad would it be to be off living for the world, quitting church, quit your Bible time, just leaving the things of God, and God returns, and you decided it was time to take a break. How disappointing would that be to hang your head, and maybe you were faithful for so many years, but at that moment was a time that you had decided to turn away from the Lord. Be waiting, because his return is coming soon, and the next, be watching. Be watching and be looking, not watching like the kids not working while the parents are gone and thinking, oh, when they start pulling up the driveway, we're going to get busy doing the dishes, getting ready for mom and dad to get back. But be watching, be looking. Our redemption draweth nigh, but also be working. And that's much of what we'll talk about tonight, be working. And again, the Bible says, work, for the night is coming. The ministry is about work. And we have a lot of faithful people in here that are busy working. And you've been faithful working to provide for your families, many leaders in our communities, faithful at working. I don't know about you, but I can't come to church and not work. I can't do it. You say you get paid to work here. That's true. Either way, I can't come and not do something. I can't come and not pick up a piece of trash and move something and help in a way. I can't do it because it's the ministry. There's much to be done for the Lord. And guess what? I want the ministry to be done right. Right? There's a right way and a wrong way to do the ministry. We should be working. And there is, again, so much to be done. And there are faithful laborers that are here early and late and throughout the day, multiple times a week, working, doing the work of the Lord. Again, the Bible says, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. There's that servant that's working, that's faithful, but you also have the servants sometimes, the Christians that are not working, sitting around, putting off the duties till another day, procrastinating. We'll get that job done another day. Now, you can't get everything done in a single day, but there's much to be done for the Lord. There's many that let others do the work for them. They say, I'm just here to sit. And guess what? If all you can do is come to sit, and I don't mean that lightly, if you can come and sit and be faithful in church and pray and be faithful in your spot, that is being faithful to the Lord. Please don't look at that as a small thing to do. If that's what you've given your life and your health no longer allows, you are working, doing what you can for the Lord. Many times we have our faithful senior saints that are just thinking, I wish I could do more for the Lord. And the other one's busy trying to find things to do. And I think, you're doing a lot. And you're doing a lot more than some that have good health and time as well. So thank you for being faithful. Some are just doing enough to get by. And that should not be our mentality. We are not doing just enough to get by. If you're in the workplace, and I was talking with some about that recently, and I was saying how I would be so frustrated working in the general workforce, and we have staff here, and there's much to be done here, but trying to hire people today, find someone that will show up sober, work hard, and go over and above because they're invested in their job. If you're in the workforce, I've heard it from many of you. That's a hard person to find today. That will show up, do their job, come to an interview, show up to work, just people that don't think it's important to work today. And the work of the ministry is the greatest work to be done, isn't it? You know why? Because it's an eternal work. It's eternal. You think, I've got to get a paycheck to provide for my family. Yes, and that is honorable to do. There's many that are not doing that today. The work of the ministry is more than a paycheck. It's an eternal work for the Lord. We're going to give you some details in a little bit about some things we've been able to do for the Lord, not to pat ourselves on the back, but to thank the Lord that we got to be part of the work of God. The eternal work, laying up treasure in heaven. Every week getting on a bus, you're laying up treasure in heaven. Every week going to that Sunday school class, laying up treasure in heaven. Every week going to that nursery, laying up treasure. Lots of treasures that we take out to the dumpster every week. Faithful, doing the work of the Lord. The challenge tonight is very simple, to be waiting, to be watching, to be working, be doing the work of the Lord. Every person here has something you can do for the Lord. For the youngest person, the oldest in the room, we'll get to in a little bit. We're not handing out the handouts yet because all you'll do is read them and not listen. To the youngest in the room, you can straighten psalm books. You could pick up a piece of trash. You could help in your Sunday school class doing something. To the senior saints, you can pray. Be faithful in your spot. There's much to be done for the work of the Lord. So this ministry night, again, it's going to be a lot of a workshop kind of a night that I'm going to explain a lot of things we have coming up, reviewing some things that we've done. We have a short video in a few minutes that we'll prepare for. If you actually want to get that ready. Three reasons for the purpose of the ministry night. First of all is this, to thank you for your labors. Thank you for your labors. We'll look at our numbers here in a bit, but faithful labors, as I mentioned, that every week are faithfully serving the Lord. I was looking at our ladies in our deaf ministry tonight, And we have our young people that are learning sign language in our schools, faithfully serving over here in the corner. Thank you, ladies, for being here. We appreciate you. Our sound men here, people in the nurseries doing ushering and securities, things all around the property that many times go unnoticed, unless if it's not done. And then it gets noticed, doesn't it? People that are serving all over the place, thank you for your faithful labors every week. Thank you for being in your place. To be honest, I don't sit around every Sunday morning worrying if everyone's going to show up. I don't. Because if any of our faithful laborers, teachers, if they're not, they text or call as soon as possible. And sometimes it can be shorter notice based on I woke up not feeling well. But our laborers are faithful and in their spot every week. Bus drivers and workers and teachers and helpers, thank you for being faithful to the work of the Lord. Thank you for laboring for the Lord. The next reason for the purpose of the ministry night is to present plans and needs for this year. If you didn't notice, our buildings, we're going to be 20 years old Christmas Eve this year. 20 years old. And people are still saying, you're that new church on West Side Road by 270 there, aren't they? They're still saying that. Or they say, I didn't know you were over there. We've been there for 20 years now, two decades. And but we're going to present some plans and some needs for this year. And the third point goes along with that, to encourage us to do more for the Lord. For some people, it might be adding another job to do. For some, it might be taking something on that you can do. And so we're going to take some time to do that tonight. This ministry night, we're not coming into this night looking for positions, but we're looking for areas to serve. You understand the difference? We're not coming to look for titles, to get the highest position, whatever it may be. We're not here for titles, we're here to serve. The Bible says the greatest of all is the servant of all. And looking to serve. And serving in the ministry is serving God first, and then it's serving people. The ministry is not about me. It's about trying to serve God and to serve people. We're not here for egos and a talent show. I'm thankful we have talented people, but we're not here about us. We're here for others. We're here for the Lord. And I believe that God is looking for faithful servants, and I believe that we have a bunch of people here right now that are those faithful servants. There's going to be people that are going to step up this year, take some positions where you think, I never thought I could do that. I'll join the crowd with that, okay? But there's much that God has for you to do that maybe you'd be willing to step out by faith and volunteer, or maybe to be voluntold, as it's said, I believe, in the military, to be voluntold. I need you to do something, and they volunteer you to do it. And so there's a few areas that we're looking forward to do with that today. Why don't we do this? Why don't we watch the video? The guys have the screen down. It's a short video, a recap of a few events from last year. I was thinking about it as we go through the year. It was busy. There was a lot that was done. And sometimes you're like, oh, that's right. That's right, we did do that. Oh, I remember that. That was a blessing. And so it's a short video, but I want to encourage you to look at this, and we'll give some points from last year, a little more challenge, and then our handout with some details for this coming year. So, gentlemen, if you would get that ready to show at this time, please. Go ahead and pause that, fellas. Not sure why it's holding up on us, but baby dedication and Easter Sunday were two great events that we were able to do last year, and those were truly a blessing. Maybe we'll see if it'll play a little bit better here in a moment, but it looks like we're holding up on that. So why don't we pause it for a few minutes, and we'll we'll catch up to it in a minute. So if you don't mind, pull it off the screen up here, and I'll give a few thoughts. And if it seems to be running good, we'll show that in a few. So thank you for that. I want to give you a few thoughts and some challenge about some ministry areas for this coming year and some details. Again, kind of a workshop kind of a setting, but some thoughts for this coming year that I want to encourage you about. When it comes to serving the Lord in the ministry, prayer is essential. Prayer is essential. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, but if we're not praying, we're missing the most important part, and that's getting God involved. If you're involved in an area of the ministry, you're a part of this church, so we don't want to be faithful to pray. The Bible says, or the song says, little is much when God is in it. And we want to make sure that we're not running ahead of God, but we're having God bless at what we're able to do. Another thing about our ministries and events that we have, number two, is to attend. To attend. There's many things going on, and I understand you may not be able to be at every single event throughout the year due to health, due to work situations, things of that nature. But we do plan a busy schedule, again, not just for things to do, but we want to do much for the Lord. But we do want you to be involved in it and be involved in the ministry. Look ahead. We have the calendars and things out and prepared. And look ahead to the events and be prepared and set aside that time to be involved in the ministries. There are occasions where events get changed. We'll try to let you know about those when those happen. But let's make sure we attend and try to work trips around those and things as is able. Number three, when it comes to our church events and areas to serve, work. We talked about it a bit already, but work. When we come, we're here to work. We're here to serve. We're here to invest in people. One thing I love about our church is we have a friendly church. And when people come, one of the biggest things I hear is your church is so friendly and so welcoming. Even just coming and welcoming a visitor, helping them find a seat, doing something, don't think that's a small thing. That's huge. That first impression, what you get to do for the Lord to work. Next one is this, is our spirit. Our spirit matters. You can do the work of God in the flesh, can't you? You can come grumbling, upset, bad day. That class isn't going to go so well that day, is it? You're like, these kids are terrible today. They might be terrible that day. You're going to have to watch your spirit, or you and the kids are both going to have a bad day, and that could be rough for everybody all around. Protecting your spirit, exciting, that we're involved, we're invested. And then another part of our events is this. Our church events, saving a few, the number one purpose is to be a witness to the lost. In some way, it's to encourage Christians, but almost every single event we have is to give the gospel, to preach the gospel, classes. I love hearing about kids getting saved in classes and in bus routes and juvenile hall and church services as people come to church, as they leave, soul winning times throughout the day, serving, witnessing as a being a soul winner is the greatest ministry you can be a part of here. Being a part of the soul winning program is the greatest ministry you can be a part of at Shasta Baptist Church. I want to give you a few details of things, again, for our workers, or maybe for those that want to be involved in working in some areas, and again, going through some basics, some details about serving in the ministry. Number one is this, that we need to respect the work of the Lord. We need to respect the work of the Lord. First with this is be early, not on time. Be early, not on time. If we all showed up right at the time that church started or late, we couldn't start a service. You can't run a class if no one's there. You can't run a bus route if no one's there. So be early, not on time. Know what time it is to be there and beat that time. Have it be your goal to be others to that ministry so you can be the first one there. You say, I don't have to be there until this time. Let's not do it because we have to. Let's do it to put in some extra. I never want someone to be here before I am in class. That doesn't always work. We strive to, but be early, not on time. Number two, be prayed up, not thrown together. If you have a Sunday school lesson to get ready, pray over it. Study it. Don't throw it together. You know those times where you think, Lord, I should have prayed more. I should have studied more. Lord, help me to do it right next time. Let's make sure we're prayed up and prepared to do the work of the Lord. Next one, check your ministry schedules. If you are involved in ministry, check your schedules and see, when am I supposed to be in nursery? When am I in junior church? When am I scheduled to be in any other area? And know when your schedule is and be in your place. Why? Because the other people that are in those ministries need you to be there. If you're in the nursery and there's no one there and people go to drop off their kids, that's a ministry that helps people to come to church, to sit, to hear the gospel. That's not a small ministry. That's huge. That's important. And so let's make sure we check our schedules. Next one is this, work with others. If you didn't notice, the ministry is about people. If you didn't notice, the ministry is about people. And you're going to have to work with people. If you're not a people person, you might want to be here when no one else is here. But even still, we're doing this for the Lord and we're doing it for others. So we need to be people persons, if that's saying it right. Be a people person. Be kind. Be welcoming. You say they didn't treat me so good. Well, you treat them right. Have a right spirit about it. Work well with others. Next one, let's look sharp. Let's look right. If there's a standard for that ministry to dress a certain way, to be prepared in an area, let's look sharp. Let's make sure we look our best for the Lord. Many times people think when I come to church, there's a dress requirement to come to church. There's not. There's dress requirements to work in ministries, though. And if there is, would you help us out and follow those dress requirements? That is an awkward thing to try to go tell someone, could you try to follow this standard? If there's an area, just uphold that standard. And if you're not willing or wanting to do that, you don't have to serve in that area, but try to help out in that area if you would. Next is this, clean up after yourself. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Clean up after yourselves. I heard a big amen from over here from our janitorial crew. They do such a great job. 35,000 square feet of buildings to keep up on every week. That's a lot. Picking up after yourself, just putting your songbook back makes a huge difference. Picking up a piece of trash that may not have been yours, to clean up after yourself. You leave a classroom, clean up after yourself. Straighten the chairs. You say, I didn't mess them up. It doesn't matter. Straighten them up anyway. You say, I'm not the teacher. Do it anyway, kids. You can help out. Pick it up. Clean up after yourselves. Clean up after others. If you didn't notice, we're going to hit this one again. We're here. We serve. There's a lot of people that come every week. And many people come and go. And they come in clean. And many times it gets left messy. You notice something is out of order. You say, I need to find someone to clean it up. I think you found someone. You could do that. Maybe you say, I need to find the materials for it, but clean up after yourselves. Don't leave donated items around the property for us to find out whose it might be and who it goes to. It has no name, no person to go to. We don't know where it goes. It's the ministry, right? Not the Salvation Army. I'm glad you want to donate. We don't know who it goes to, and we don't have a spot for that. And so find the person, or we can drop it off somewhere to give to them. Respect the work of the Lord. Be appropriate in every way. The ministry needs a high standard of appropriateness. We're dealing with people. We are going to be appropriate in all areas of our ministries. All of our ministry workers and ministries must be approved before working in any ministry. We don't recruit others and say, hey, I need your help with this. You want to get that checked out first before they go to work in a ministry. We run background checks on all the workers. This year, we have to get a whole bunch of our workers live scanned as a law that we have to follow with that. Be appropriate. Be above board in every area. We're dealing with people. We should never be accused of being alone with someone of the opposite gender. Putting our hands on children, that is not appropriate. That will never be accepted in any way, shape, or form. We will be appropriate. We will be above board. We will report things if it's needed. We will not take any chances on any area. We want to be appropriate. It's the work of the Lord. This should be a safe place for people to come to. We'll be careful in every way. We will not endanger the lives of others because it's funny. It's never funny to endanger the life of someone else's child. Let's be careful in those areas, being appropriate. We will not be appropriate with others of the opposite gender or of the same gender. Being appropriate in our conduct, in our language. We are in the house of God. There should be a certain behavior when you go into the house of God to be respectful, appropriate, holy, and right. We'll be biblical in every area that we serve in. We'll be biblical. We will only use the King James Bible in any area, in any picture, any posting, or anything. We will only use the King James Bible at Shasta Baptist Church. Amen? Only. No exceptions. People could use another Bible on their own if they come. I'm not ripping out their hands and giving another Bible. Let them grow in that area. But the teaching and the preaching of Shasta Baptist Church, we are King James only church. Amen? We are King James only church. Amen? Amen? Good. We will uphold the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. We're not going to have some teaching one thing, others teaching another, and trying to get our own teaching across. We're going to follow the Bible and the teaching at Shasta Baptist Church. Amen? If there's a question, come and ask. I have no problem if you have a question about something. Let's be careful in those areas. We're not teaching or singing modern and contemporary philosophies or music. We're not going a modern direction. We're not going a contemporary direction. And that's something that as a pastor, I have to do my best to uphold. But guess what? That's the same for the staff, for our teachers, for all of our workers, because I can't be everywhere at once. And so that's why you have to uphold that standard to the Word of God, that we will be biblical in every area. We'll be appropriate. We'll be respectful of the work of God. Is the video working again? It's not working. Okay, we're cutting it, all right? Cutting it out. I'd like to take a few minutes with this. We're going to pass out our handouts. So if I could get our ushers to come forward with our handouts, we're going to transition to more of some review from this past year and then giving some examples for that. When you get the paper, could you do me a favor? I know it's hard. Could you hold on to it and not read it for a few minutes, all right, until they're all passed out and there's a paper and a pen, and this is for our teenagers on up. There are places for our younger kids to serve, but in this area, this will be for our teen group on up, and so everyone can get a piece of paper, and we'll show you some things we have coming up and some areas where we can be involved in some different areas. Again, when you get it, would you hold it for a minute, look up here? I know it's hard. I gave you a lot of information there, but look up here for a minute. Can I get your eyeballs once you get those? Thank you, class. I appreciate it. A couple things. I want to give you a review from some areas from this last year. I'm going to go through some individual ministries. I'm not going to announce all of them, so I'm not trying to highlight some and not others. In our Sunday school classes, we were able to see 30 young people saved this last year. In the rescue mission, we saw 22 people saved last year. 15 people baptized. King's Kids, we were able to see 920 in attendance with 6 saved. Our juvenile hall services, we had 223 in attendance for the year with 10 saved. Praise the Lord for that. Throughout the year, individual soul-winning times that you went out on your own, not a soul-winning ministry, we saw 57 people saved throughout this past year. Our teen revival, we saw 397 in attendance with 9 saved. Our family fun days had a huge attendance for these this past year. And we saw 460-some in attendance through the family fun day with 24 saved. And along with that, our cowboy carnival, we had almost 700 people coming to our cowboy carnival with 72 saved this past year. What a blessing that is. I hope we never get used to hearing that someone got saved. Amen? One person gets saved. We should praise the Lord and thank Him for it. If you didn't get one, raise your hands. If you didn't get a handout or a pen. A couple more of these, and we'll get to that in just a bit. Nursery, most exciting stat for the year. We have 1,770 children in nursery with 557 workers. And more needed. Amen? Throughout the year, our total attendance for all of our services, all of our attendances that we take throughout the year, for church services, ministries, big days, we were able to see 41,283 people in attendance in 2024. Over 41,000 people coming through the buildings on the property at some point or preaching off campus somewhere off the property at some point. With 270 saved this past year. Isn't that a blessing? 270 people saved this past year. What an encouragement, and you are to be commended for your faithfulness in those areas of this year. As we go through that, now open up your handout, please, as you are anyway. All right, if you could take a minute as we start out and write your name and your phone number and email address, that'll help us so that when you sign up, when you sign up to help in some areas, that we can contact you in those, but we'd like to also send you this list that you have, because we'll ask you to turn it in at the end of the night. And so if you could put down your name, phone number, and email, this also helps because we try to send out updates with emails occasionally. Want to make sure we have your email there as well. Please write legibly. If I didn't say it, probably too late for some of you. We got them last year, and we all looked at them and went, I got nothing. And so fill that out if you would. I want to go through some upcoming church events as you get that filled out. And I want to go through this briefly. We're going to take a few minutes to go through this tonight and look at some events that the Lord has allowed us to put on the schedule for this year. Sometimes they change, sometimes they don't happen. But this is the plan for what the Lord has for us. Number one on the list is this, the Winter Revival Meetings with Dr. Jack Treiber, January 27th and 28th. These are our revival meetings for this year. Monday and Tuesday night at 6:30 at the end of this month. Please be here in attendance. And not just watching online. If you can be here, be in church for those nights. Be praying. Next one is this. We have a soul-winning training time on February the 22nd. That's a Saturday morning. I want to encourage our church to step it up in some areas of soul winning this year. For some, I think there's some hesitation on, I don't know how to go soul winning. I wouldn't know what to do, what to say, who to go with. This day would be the time to come. And maybe you've never gone. Maybe you've gone a couple times. Please come to that. If you've come for years, February 22nd, we're going to take a few hours that Saturday morning to have a soul winning training time. Next is this, our Reading Seed Line Project. These are the New Testament Bibles that we were able to assemble at our Seed Line project in October with Brother Hubbard. We have 10,000 John and Romans. We're going to get out this next year. We're planning a 10-week period to get out 10,000 John and Romans. It's going to mean we're going to need a lot of help with that. We have a plan with that. We're going to have Bibles that we're going to ask our Sunday school classes to help assemble those. I'll get with our teachers soon with that, to assemble the Bibles into door hangers with inserts and bags, and putting them in a carrying bag in an area where people can go out and hang these Bibles around the city and get 10,000 John and Romans out in 10 weeks. I'm looking forward to it, aren't you? Amen. I'm excited about it. Can't wait. Next is this, is the child dedication on March the 16th. We did this last year. You saw that picture, and we'll have that again this coming year for our young people. We'll get that set up again. We have a school open house. We've had our school nights. We want to do a school open house this year, and kids are going to prepare some projects for that and be in an open house for families interested in putting their kids in our schools. We've had numerous people ask about putting their kids in the schools. For whatever reason, that doesn't always happen. But encourage people, come that night, see our schools, see what's happening with that. And so we're looking forward to that. Number six, we have a marriage conference here at Shasta Baptist Church. And it's going to be a two-day, not a three-day. Sorry for the change in that. We'll send you some details on that. And it will be April the 11th and the 12th. And we have a marriage conference with Pastor David Callahan. And he's been here for our Musical May services a couple times. It'll be a Friday night, Saturday morning for our couples here. And I was encouragement and hope it is moving forward. Next is our Easter outreach. We started this last year. And I believe it was our second biggest service for the year. As usual, Easter and Christmas, biggest services of the year. But it was packed. And we had an Easter egg hunt for the kids. And I'm trying to think, did we do anything more than that? It was just the Easter egg hunt? I believe some giveaways and stuff, but it was packed. So looking forward to that with our outreach ministries. Number nine is our I Love America Sunday. And had some of our law enforcement, our fire department come here for that day. And looking forward to doing that again. Vacation Bible School. Some of these, again, we're not giving every event throughout the year, but some new ones or some things that maybe might need some explanation. Our Vacation Bible School this coming year. That was a great success this last year. Hadn't had a Vacation Bible School in many, many years, and had a great group of kids, and looking forward to doing that again, July the 14th through the 16th. And then our Shasta Baptist Church Teen Camp. Our teens went up to a camp up north here, had a great time this past year, and looking forward to that again. Pastor Caleb Sinareski is going to be our preacher for that this year, and looking forward to him coming. He preached a teen revival that was half COVID shutout, half teen revival. Our teens went on a mission trip up there a couple summers ago, and looking forward to our teen camp. I mentioned this morning, but we have an adult missions trip planned to Toronto, Canada, hosted by none other than Pastor Mike Johnson. And so he is going to be heading up this trip to Brother Johnston, our missionary to Toronto, Canada. He was with us for our missions month this past year, and we were talking already and praying about an opportunity that our adults could go on a trip. No offense, it's not for our teenagers. They have a trip they do every other year. And so we want to give our adults a chance to go on this trip starting Labor Day, September 1st through the 8th, and getting involved in the ministry. We'll have a meeting next Sunday night. We'll show a video about their ministry and then have that, if you're interested, to get some dates, some initial information. We'd like for you to be there for that. Next, number 14, we have our Seed Line Project, October 10th and 11th. There's a change on this one. Brother Hubbard encouraged me numerous times. We're going to try it out and see how it goes. We're going to do a Friday-Saturday Seed Line Project this year. We've always started and done Monday and Tuesday and then dedicated on Wednesday night. And so for those that are working that maybe are working so long in the day that you can't get there or just trying to work all day or take time off, so we're going to try that and see how that works, but I believe it'll be a help for those to get there. Number 15, our 21st annual teen revival. Our preachers line up for that. And Brother Drew will let our young people and parents know about that coming up in a bit. And then number 16, you're all going to be excited about this one. The musical, no, we didn't type it wrong, we're going to do that on a Saturday and a Sunday night this coming year. We had 297, don't be shocked, it's okay. We had 297 people in the auditorium, I believe it was, in this auditorium, not anywhere else on the property, on our musical service this past year. There was barely a seat to be found, and I was praying about it. Lord, if you want us to do it, we need to pretty much pack it out, and it was packed out. And you do such a great job. There was an encore, a request for another night. So we're going to do that a Saturday and a Sunday night this year and encourage our people to come out to that. All these events, other than we don't have the marriage conference listed on our church calendar. That's a new addition that we hadn't confirmed. Everything otherwise is on your church calendar, and we'll send these out to you. Next, I want to talk to you about some ministry needs that we have. And these are areas where we are asking for you to help sign up. Now, maybe you signed up before. I want to ask you to sign up again. Some of those last year, people signed up, and we had people that did those areas all year long. Sometimes people signed up and didn't do anything they signed up to do. Sometimes we didn't contact you to get that lined up, and we just bit off more than we could chew to get some of the things started. But I want to encourage you with some areas. Number one is this, property trash cleanup. We have a couple that does that every weekend right now on a Saturday that picks up trash. If you didn't notice, there's a lot of trash that blows onto the property or gets donated and dropped around the property. And we don't want the church to look like a dump. We want it to look nice. I want people to pull up and think it's nice, it's clean, it's sharp, and that's where they'd want to bring their family. And if there's a lot of things laying around, and honestly, if it looks like a homeless encampment, people may just come and just leave. We want it to be clean and nice. And for some that could do that, we could provide the needs for that. Number two is yard cleanup, getting with Brother James on this. There's always a million sprinklers to fix and trees to be trimmed. Many people that helped out with this last year, but if you can help, that helps those that are doing this much, that maybe they could work in the other areas as well. Next is straightening songbooks. If you didn't notice, people unstraighten the songbooks and not put them back. And if you're OCD like me, I got to put it back straight every time. And so I want to encourage you to sign up to help after a service to go around. Something the kids could do as a family and go after a service and go through the rows and straighten them. You say, someone else can do that. Well, it takes somebody 30, 45 minutes to do that by themselves. And it adds up each service throughout the week. And that could be something you could help with. Cleaning the auditorium chairs. Chairs have been here as long as the buildings have. And we have a carpet cleaning machine with a hand tool. We're getting to clean the chairs. And we'd be nice to sit on clean chairs as well. Next one, some building projects. We have some small projects planned this coming year that our men, sometimes our ladies even, can get involved in those. And with some kind of building skills. If you don't have building skills, don't check it. There's some other areas where maybe you could. These are not, just so you know, these aren't lifelong commitments. And don't worry about it. It also may be that you sign up for an area where it may not be a fit for you in the ministry, but there's other areas to help as well, if you understand. And so just be aware of that. Next one is pressure washing the windows, and in the springtime, cleaning those off. Painting our Sunday school classrooms. Our Sunday school classrooms have never been repainted in a little bit over 19 years. And we need a crew. This is one we signed up for but didn't get off the ground. All the classrooms need to be repainted. Maybe take a classroom a week and to get that prepped and ready. And so want to encourage you with that. Next one is building sets for big days. Many times getting with Brother Moravio on that. And there's sometimes small details to work on. Sometimes there's bigger details to work on. And you can get with him to help on the building for those sets. Many times those happen during the days, but sometimes on weekends and evenings, or things that were projects can be brought home to do some of those. Next one is washing buses. And our buses, we can't wash them here. We need to take them off property. We're not legally allowed to wash them. We weren't set up for that. But to take our buses to keep them clean. Why? Because they're lettered and they say Shasta Baptist Church. We want them to look nice as people read them and follow them to church. Next is this, kitchen cleaning. Helping with some kitchen cleaning. General cleaning should be done by anyone using the kitchen. Amen. If you use it, clean it up. Don't save it for somebody else. You say, we've got someone that does that. No. That's you. So clean up after yourselves. But someone that can come and sometimes do some deeper cleanings in areas, that would be a blessing. Nursery workers. We can always use nursery workers. Some of these areas, you have to get background checked. We need people faithful to church, following guidelines. We'll get with you on those. If you follow those areas, there's areas where we can help you serve, and especially working with children. And those are areas we have to be very careful with those, of course. Helping with King's Kids. There's always an abundance of children and not always an abundance of workers. And so helping in King's Kids, can I get another amen? Amen. Helping in King's Kids. This is our Wednesday night kids program from 6:30 to 7:30, listening to verses, helping with game times, helping a kid that just can't sit still. And so that would be a help. Vacation Bible School helper, and that dates are listed there in the month of July. Next is a bus worker. If you're interested in helping on a bus route, you would get with Brother James or Brother Seth to get involved in our bus ministries. And we are always needing bus workers. You may not realize this, but a lot of our ministries and our bus ministry is one of those where a lot of our teenagers do a lot of the work in those ministries. And our teenagers do a lot around here. I don't know if you know that, because that's what the youth ministry is for, keeping our children busy so they don't get in trouble and helping them to serve. But many times our teenagers help, but we need adults to help on our bus routes as well, for accountability's sake as well. Next is a PA or sound booth worker up in the top there. Amen. And learning the controls and turning the mics and the video on. Amen. And they do a great job. One of those jobs where you don't notice until it doesn't go right. And then you're like, hey, up there, many of them, every service or many services. Next is a library worker helping in our library. If you didn't notice, we have a church library out my left that's open before and after services where you can check out books and bring back the books that you checked out as well. Turn to the back. We'll go over a few of these, some projects and purchases, some things moving forward. First one on the list, we've talked about this and had it on the schedule for a couple of years now probably, is a nursery update. And again, our nursery needs some update. Putting in some closets and some different things in there. So there's going to be some building with that that could be helped with, and also some painting and things with that as well. And this will be done here the beginning of February is the plan. And so get with Brother Moravio and Brother James to help to get set up with that. Next is this. We'll get you some more details on this coming forward. The landscaping. If you didn't notice, our landscaping could use some help. And if you notice landscaping, I do, and it needs some help. Again, curb appeal, not for the sake of showing off, but to make it welcoming, alive, and it's important, clean. And so we want to update our landscaping. And phase one means there's other phases to come, if you didn't catch that. But we're going to update our landscaping first around both of our buildings and in front of the flagpole areas, our first phase of that. And so we're going to come to you about that soon. We're going to restart our building fund giving. We stopped that a couple years ago when our buildings were paid off, and praise the Lord for that. But now it's time to be reinvesting some more of that back into our buildings, ministries, and property that would be helpful. And so we're going to be coming to you with that. But if you would be willing to start giving to our building fund, that'll help us as we get prepared to pay for especially this landscaping project is the next one on the list. Nursery project, we're going to ask for that as voted expenditure coming soon. But if you could help to give towards that, it would be a huge blessing. And the sooner that money comes in, the sooner we'll start. And there's a part that we'll get to be a help on a part of the landscaping project as well. Number three is this. We've been praying and talking about adding a choir modesty rail for two purposes. For modesty reasons, when the choir's up there and seated, that would be helpful to have that. But then secondly, just for the looks and the aesthetics of it as well. And that'll be coming up sometime this year. Some of these are projects and some are prayer needs to look forward to. And then the next is this, that we are in need of a couple of new buses. Some of the buses that we have are great, but some could be updated. Part of that, if you remember a while ago, we asked if we could use some of that money to put towards possibly purchasing a bus we had looked to bid on. We need air-conditioned buses for the summer. When it's 120, you can't run a bus that's not air-conditioned, just not safe. And for some of that, our white buses are great. If you've ever driven them before, which is a few, they are very big and bulky and very hard to drive around town. They're more for long-distance driving. They're not for around-town driving. They're very wide, very long, and the turn radius is not great. And although we are very blessed by them, and they have been a huge blessing, we are so blessed with them. But there's some of that where we could use a help with updating one of our yellow buses that we had voted to put some air-conditioned units on that, that we get one that already is updated. And with the laws with buses, Brother James could explain that more. But things have to be a certain level with emissions and all that. So looking to purchase some buses and then maybe a couple that we would retire and that we would sell and bring that before you. So those are some projects and purchases. I want to encourage you to pray about those coming forward and some areas that we could give. You say, Pastor Becker, I'd love to give just to pay that area off. We have some possible initial numbers for these, but not quite ready to give those in detail. But if you'd like to help to give, we could just check it off the list and be done. And so if the Lord moves on that, that could be a blessing as well. New ministries that we're praying about starting this year. Number one, is this a bookstore in our library? A bookstore. If you've been in a library, and I hope you have, our ladies do a great job with that. I appreciate it. Our back wall we've cleared off, so we have a place for books for people to purchase, Bibles and CDs. And we're praying to have that up and running by the next month or two. And many times people come needing a Bible. I want them to get them a Bible here to get the right kind of Bible. If they're going to get music, I want to direct you to good music and good books. And so not a ton of materials, but enough that people can have some basic instruction in those areas. And number two is this, a discipleship class. And I'm praying about this just to try to do it the right way. And I believe what we'll do is in the spring and in the fall, having a discipleship class for some of our new believers, very similar to a basic training lesson, but in a smaller group meeting during our choir time before the evening service on Sunday, and having a discipleship class with our believers to do more of an instruction time with some handouts, homework assignments, things to help them to grow, ask some questions maybe that they're not as sure of, and try to get them that maybe are just Sunday morning to come Sunday night for discipleship and stay for the Sunday night service. And that's the purpose, to get them into church. And so I'm praying about that, and I believe that would be a help for some of our new believers that are growing and desiring to grow in the Lord. Number three is this, nursing homes. We have numerous nursing homes that have asked us to start services at their facilities. And they're asking. I've gone into some where they say, if you're ever interested, we're open. And just praying if someone would take that on as a ministry, or you say, I'd like to volunteer for that. For those that are preaching and teaching in our church, those that are faithful to church, soul winning, and requirements of that, I think you understand in those areas. Number four is our jail ministry. It's been closed down now for almost 5 years since COVID, and that's a shame. I talked to the chaplain here just about 2 weeks ago, maybe a few weeks ago now, and encouraging that we're praying, we're looking, and eager to get back in there. There were staffing issues, but I'm trying to encourage him where we need you to knock on that door and get that open for us. And so be praying for that, that the Lord help us to open that up again. Another ministry that had stopped during our COVID time was our public school Bible clubs. and we had two Bible clubs that we were doing, right, Brother James? Two Bible clubs, one that had just started like 1 or 2 weeks before it got shut down and due to COVID, and then just staff changes that we've not gotten that started, and we want to get that started back up again. He says a lot of things that we're doing this year. Yes. I don't want to be guilty of doing little for the Lord. I would rather be guilty of doing too much for the Lord. Not to the point of hurting our families and running your health into the ground, but I'd rather be too busy than too lazy for the Lord. There's much to be done. Our ministries that we have here are not selfish things to try to just beautify the buildings and more activities. If you didn't notice, it was to strengthen our families, to give teaching and training for workers, and to get the gospel out. And that's our purpose here. And I want to encourage you again, as you go through these ministry needs, specifically to pray about what God would have you to do. What I'd like for you to do, though, is to take this sheet, to fill it out right now and turn it in, because if it goes home, it won't come back again. It's just the way that that goes. So I want to encourage you to take a moment to check through those areas, and we'll take a moment to turn those in a few. Shasta Baptist Church, I want to tell you again, thank you for your faithful labors for the Lord. Many people that have been teaching classes for 10, 20, 30 plus years in the same ministries, faithfully serving the Lord. What a blessing that is. Keep going for the Lord. Say, I've been doing it a lot. It's time to quit. Now, there's times where health does not allow you to keep doing what you're doing. That's not quitting, right? That's not quitting. There's another area to serve, maybe. But for those that are serving, let's be faithful and keep serving for the Lord. For those that maybe are not involved in a number of areas, maybe you could step up and take another area. Individually or as a family, you could be part of a ministry serving the Lord. I look around again, see so many people serving in so many areas. Thank you for your faithful service to the Lord. We're going to take a moment here and ask our ushers to come back up. I think they maybe left, or if I can get some guys to come forward. And if you could take those handouts, make sure your name, phone number, and email is on there so that we can contact you later and hold you hostage to the things you signed up for. We will not do that, by the way. If you say, I signed up for it, but I just don't think I can do it, that's okay. And but there's an area for everybody. There's something for everyone to do. And finding that area, what you can do would be very helpful. You can, if you have a pen, you could take those and put them on the information station when you get back. If you didn't turn them in already, that'd be great. Hold them up high if they already passed you and you didn't turn it in. We have a couple right here in the middle, Brother Drew. Great. Anyone else in the back? Great. Hold it up nice and high, or you can pass it in as you get back here. A couple guys in the sound booth, you can bring those in as you come down even as well. I know we took a few more minutes tonight. I knew that we would, but be praying. Be praying for things coming up. Let's not just show up. Let's be praying. Let's be there. Let's be involved. We are collectively part of Shasta Baptist Church, and you are a huge part of that. And so I want to thank you for your service and your faithfulness in the church. We're going to have a word of prayer. And